命の水、おじいさんが命の水見つけた。命の水、おばあさんに命の水あげよう。This is a story called Water of Life, which in Japanese is 命の水。昔昔あるところに、 Once upon a time, a long time ago, in Japan, there lived an old couple. An old man and an old woman who lived in this little village right at the foot of a mountain. The husband's name was Masa, and the wife's name was Yoshi. They were both very poor, so they lived a simple life.But their life was sweet because they loved each other very much. The old man Masa would often say, Oh, my dear wife Yoshi, I must be the luckiest man in the whole world because I have been married to you for 50 years. And at this point, I just hope that when we die, we will die exactly at the same time so that we can go to heaven together.Then his wife Yoshi will blush and say, Oh, my dear sweet husband, I feel exactly the same way, and I hope to be your wife in heaven too. And both of them would go, Mwah! Now, I know you think it's way too mushy, but that was the way those old people were. Well, it just so happened that Masa and Yoshi had a very greedy and mean neighbor,who was also their landlord. His name was Kichi. Kichi was the reason why Masa and Yoshi were so poor, because Kichi was always raising their rent every year. And he would even spy on them, look through their windows, to see if Masa and Yoshi had anything he could take away from them. Kichi loved money more than anything else, so he had plenty of money. But he had no friends. In fact,Masa and Yoshi were the only people in the village who would bother to speak to Kichi. Well, one day, the old man Masa went up the mountain to get some firewood. But as he started to climb up the hill, he felt this pain in his neck and this ache in his back. He said, Oh, I am getting very old, but I must do this to take good care of my wife.And he kept climbing up the rocky hill. Suddenly, he heard some squeaking noise and saw something brown and furry jumping around fiercely in the tall grass. He realized it was some animal caught in the hunter's trap. Masa walked over there and opened up the bushes and saw that it was a beautiful golden-colored fox. She was a mother fox, he could see,because her kids, three of them, were running around her frantically, not knowing what to do. But as Masa came closer, the three kids ran away and disappeared into the bushes. The mother fox stopped jumping around. She just looked up at Masa with her sad brown eyes. Masa felt so sorry for the fox, he said, I am going to set you free.Because you must live to take care of your young ones. And he stepped onto the metal hinge of the trap, and it opened up. And the mother fox was free. But she was badly hurt. One of her hind legs was all smashed up. She began to hobble away, leaving a thin trail of blood right behind her. Pretty soon, her little kids came out of the bushes and joined her.But Masa was worried that the mother fox may not make it, so he decided to follow them for a while at a distance. The mother fox was moving very, very slowly. She seemed to be getting weaker and weaker. They led Masa through trees and brambles, higher and higher up the mountain, and deeper into the forest. Until they came to this little spring of water,among some moss-covered rocks. Masa hiding behind a tree saw the mother fox take a drink from that spring. Then something strange happened. You see, when she finished drinking, the mother fox was no longer weak. She was strong and healthy. And she and her little kids quickly climbed up the hill and disappeared into the trees in a flash. Her hind legs seemed to have been completely healed. So Masa was relieved, he was glad, and he realized he was thirsty too after this long climb. So he walked over to the spring and took a sip. Ah! And he was amazed at how great this water tasted. I mean, it was cool and clear, as sweet as pear juice. He went ahead and took another sip. Ah! And he felt so much better, more refreshed than he had felt in years. And when he stood up, he realized that this pain in his neck was gone. He no longer felt this pain in his back. He felt so strong and healthy, he started to collect some kindling right there. And he made himself a big bundle of wood in no time. And when he lifted the whole thing up onto his shoulder, he was surprised how light it felt. And he ran down the mountain to go home. Yoshi, look how much wood I got for you! Masa shouted as he ran into the house, and he almost bumped right into Yoshi. Yoshi went, and she looked really frightened. In a trembling voice, she said, who are you and what do you want?
What are you saying, Yoshi? It's me.
Stay back. I don't know who you are, but my husband will be home any minute.
What are you saying, Yoshi? I am your husband. Don't you recognize me?
But just then, Masa took a glimpse of himself in a basin of water nearby, and it was his turn to go, because what he saw was not his old wrinkled face, but a handsome-looking young man about 20 years old, with smooth skin, strong muscles, and shining eyes.
This is me? What happened to me?
It must have been that water. It was a magic spring. Wife, you must believe me. The water up on the mountain made me young. His wife looked at him and said,
well, you are wearing my husband's clothes. And you sort of look like him when we first got married, 50 years ago. Masa, is that really you?
Yes, it's me. And now you must come with me and drink the water too. Ah, you don't run fast enough. Here, I'll carry you.
And he picked her right up and started to run back up the mountain. Well, it did take them a while to find the magic spring again, but they did find it. And when Yoshi took a few sips of that magic water, the water turned her into a beautiful and sexy maiden of 18. And now Masa and Yoshi were happy young couple. But it did not take long for their greedy neighbor Kichi to find out what happened. He came right over one day and made Masa and Yoshi tell him exactly where that spring was, saying,
if what you say is true, I can put all the water in bottles and sell them and make lots more money.
Well, Kichi went up the mountain right next day to look for the spring. And it took him all day long to find it, but when he finally came to it, you see, the water looked so cool and delicious, he said,
maybe I should just take one sip to make sure if it works.
And he took a sip. And you see, the water tasted so great, he said,
maybe I should take just one more sip. Definitely just one more sip. Just one more.
And because he was greedy, he did not know when to stop. Well, Old Man Kichi did not make it home that night. So by next morning, Masa and Yoshi were worried, and they went up the mountain to look for him. But when they came to the magic spring, they did not see Old Man Kichi. What they saw instead was a cute little baby boy wrapped in Kichi's clothes. Well, Masa and Yoshi took baby Kichi home to take care of him and raised him as if he was their own. And guess what? This time, Kichi did not grow up to be greedy and mean. He turned out to be gentle and kind, just the way his parents were to him. And that's the end of the story. Inochi no mizu, the old man found a spring. Inochi no mizu, what a delightful thing. Inochi no mizu, he gave his wife some too. Inochi no mizu, a dream come true.